T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gossip and entertainment.
Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Yes, we have to do a Mariah Carey story every day now until Christmas.
It just seems like a thing.
Well, a new memoir by Mariah Carey is on the list of titles from Andy Cohen Books.
Yeah, I didn't realize that he had started a publishing empire as well.
The guy is unstoppable.
Wow.
Apparently, it's going to feature everything that she's been going through in her life. And if they touch at all on the Tommy Mottola years, you know, it's going to be good.
I'm more interested in the most recent Nick Cannon years and what happened afterwards when she got with that billionaire.
The Australian billionaire.
And what happened. I'll totally read this book.
If she has any advice on weight loss, because she's famously been up, down.
Over, under.
Over, under.
Through.
Yeah, so we can look forward to that. Billie Eilish has a new mullet.
This is crazy. TMZ caught up with her the other day, and they asked her about the mullet, and she goes, "The what?" Like, she was really offended. They go, "The mullet that you're sporting these days." And she goes, "That's so mean. No. What happened was somebody dyed my hair, and they burned off half of it." Because, you know, Billie Eilish is famous for having the green hair up top, and she's currently growing it out. So she's like, "No, this blank was not on purpose." This was as a result of an error.
It.
Please, people, do not bring the mullet back.
I don't know why the Jersey Shore cast keeps rolling around, but apparently they're here to educate us on how our government works. Here's Vinny.
Oh, boy.
Yelling at Angelina.
Isn't Vinny the one who went to jail?
No,
that was the situation.
That was the situation.
Right.
That was Mike Sorrentino.
I did
a quick backstory on Vinny. Yeah. Apparently he had a really good GPA in high school. Like, the kid is no dummy.
Well, he knows the 3 branches of the government.
He forgot medicinal.
96.5 TIC.